one, sees a divine vision and revelation. At that time, he has endeavored to explain it to all human groups. Our founder and dean, Dr. Henry C. Gibbons.
I know all of you have been in attendance here and studied with this class, understand what the previous speaker is talking about. Now, did you notice that we had a problem? And the problem was here, was expressing the content of the new time. And then as he stops and thought, and he has to look around and thank the Lord. Now, I'll tell you what that reminded me of. It wasn't that he didn't know what he was talking about.
Everybody was singing under the sound of his voice.
They knew, too, what it had been here. Now, here's a new comment. You might not thought he knew what he was talking about. And then another thing, he didn't put his finger in his ear and run off and spoke hard. Stomp and spit and scratch and moan and groan and didn't do that.
That's right.
You see what I mean? Then somebody would say, well, he didn't preach nothing. He's saying, I want to get somebody to preach. Now, here I am. I'm a founding dean. Now, then somebody says, well, I hope he does better than that person. Just don't know what I'm talking about. What that man was doing, see, he's trying to tell you what he has learned since he has been in this church. Now, it reminded me of this. You know, Paul, when he was on his way down to Damascus to persecute with the letters of the star, he was preaching, and Yahshua the Messiah was revealed to him on his way down. Now, when he tried to express and explain about that, he said that whether in the body or out of the body, you know, I can't tell. Yahweh knows. You see? And he went on to say, I knew a man about 14 years ago that was in charge of our mission of elevating us to the third heaven. And that man laying that crap right there on the ground. In the third heaven. You see? He said, if you knew a man, I'll repeat, so I put the thing together. I knew a man about something by himself about 14 years ago that was exalted up or elevated up to the third heaven and heard things unlawful or impossible for a man to even utter. Find words in the vocabulary to express. Now, I have Dr. Tran to read the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. See? I had him to read it for a purpose. See? And now, what time we have left? You might have to work kind of hard. And then you're going to have to do some deep thinking, too. Now, I had him to read the second chapter of 2
rest of them.
Now, before we start to work with that, I want you to read the first Thessalonians, the fourth chapter and the 16th verse. Begin there. For Yahweh himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of Yahweh, and the dead of the Messiah shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet Yahweh in the air, and so shall we ever be with him. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
Now,
that was the reason why he had to write the second epistle. Right? Now, when they read that, see, they thought he was going to appear right now. So then he had to write them a letter. And he said in his second letter, that now, brother, you don't have no need that I write unto you, for you know yourself. Perfectly well, listen, that the day, not night, that the day of Yahweh will come as a thief in the night. Now, there's no need for me to write to tell you about that, for you know that that's what will happen. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. But you know perfectly well that the day of Yahweh will come as a thief in the night. Is that right?
Yes, right.
And then he went on to tell what was going to happen then, too. It's not going to be going to come and set up a kingdom down here, you understand, and clean up the earth, get everybody straight out and all like that. That ain't the way it is. But I don't want to dwell on it. See? But I want to get here now and show why he wrote this epistle to us. Now I want you to start in the first verse. So the second Thessalonians. Start in the first verse. With the first verse. Now look, we don't have a very little time left.
Now we beseech you, brethren.
Now we beseech thee, brethren,
by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
By the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. And by our gathering together unto him.
Now that's not right. You see, there's the, now the translator put that in there. It should have been Yahshua and Messiah.
Right.
Now, I want to bring that up to you. See, what we've been telling you about here, see, we want to bring that up to you. Now, you just read what you got in this book.
Yes.
Whichever book you are reading out of, will you do that tonight?
Yes, sir.
And whatever book you got, you read out of that. Don't make no difference. What book is it? See, it's the Bible. All right. Read on.
That ye be not soon taken in mind.
That you be not soon taken in mind.
Or be troubled.
Or be troubled.
Neither by spirit.
Neither by spirit.
Nor by word.
Nor by word.
Nor by letter.
Nor by letter.
As from us.
As from Paul.
As that day of Christ.
For that day of Christ is at hand. Now, let's go back over there. Now we beseech you, brethren, you say, read that, William.
By the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
By the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And by our gathering together
and
unto him.
And by our gathering together unto him.
That ye be not soon shaken in mind.
Now, that you be not soon shaken
in mind.
Neither by spirit.
Not by word. Now wait a minute.
Now, he didn't understand what that man was talking about. See? You get it now? That was by word. You see? Or by letter. That's by what he wrote.
Right.
See, you didn't understand what I was talking about in the first epistle.
Right.
You see? And you didn't understand what I said to you, faith, faith.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't understand what I wrote to you. See? That's going to get you up. You see? You follow?
Mm-hmm.
Now that man was caught up. And as I told you then, right back down there on the ground. And his inner self was elevated. All out of his conversation, so much so, until when he comes to his consciousness of himself, he couldn't even tell whether it was in or out of the body.
Right.
You see? Are you following? Now here he's trying to write and tell them something. See? In the first epistle. And they didn't understand it. They paid in another one. And so now he's telling them, here, we beseech you, or we beg you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord and Savior. So that's right. Jesus Christ, that's the way he read it out. But that is nearly got to rot on the side. You see? Now, let me tell you about the coming. See? He is coming in each and every one of you as you set him in this thing if you see.
Right.
And if you understand,
you see what I'm talking about?
He's writing in you.
That's right.
See? Now, listen, you have gathered together
tons of people.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here he is, thinking through the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And you understand?
Yeah.
And you don't recognize that it is.
Okay.
You see?
Uh-huh.
You don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't understand the words that's being spoken.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And you don't understand the epistles that is being read. You understand? See? Then finally says, brethren, be as I am. What do you want to be like you for? Because I'm just like you. You see? Do you understand? See, I can't do no more about telling you than you can by understanding. In other words, I'm saying that it has to be the Spirit
that reveals the thing.
You see what I mean? Whether there's going to be any comprehension and any understanding, and get this straight, any reconciliation. You're not going to see things the same way until it's revealed to you. Now, did you see what he said about by letter?
Yes.
By letter or by word?
As from us.
As from us. Through the apostles.
Right.
You understand? Now here's what I want to take a good look at this. See, now he said, go back here to the law and to the testimony that the law and the prophets. That's the first five groups of the now, here's what I'm saying. If you read that whole
there in the law. And you read from the Moses in the prophecy.
Are you following?
Yes. Now, it's just as possible for you to understand that as it is for you to read his epistles, the letter of the epistles, and right. Understand it that.
Right.
Good. Now, by word, Yahweh spoke from Mount Sinai. He took that whole word.
See?
Come on, man. Thou shalt not make.
They all understood it. At least they heard.
You see? 40 days hadn't passed by before they done spoke. Everything that you see what I'm talking about, done built in the golden calf.
Are you following?
So it don't make no difference. Really, where you read.
See?
Who wrote it?
You see?
It's still possible for you not to understand. Because it'll have to be the Holy Spirit in you that reveals the thing unto you. Now let me clarify that.
Now move. You see.
Now, here it is. The plain, pure, and simple. Paul speaking about the letter of the law. He said it's pure.
Right.
But it's the Spirit that makes the law.
Right.
You follow? In other words, when you read the law, when you read the book, when you find mine, it's like this is much carnality than what you read over here. As you do anywhere else. You see? So that just means this. That you don't understand the law. You don't understand the letter. You don't understand the spirit. You see? And just in short, you don't know nothing about it. Did you pop? No, the law was just a type of shadow. Now,
this is the light that was reflected by the issue. I can see my shadow down here on the floor.
Right.
But now that's what this law was that was given us then.
See, but now the kind of this real question.
You see?
That's a shadow. Now look. You don't reach down here on the floor and get shadow. You get me and you got me. You see what I'm talking about? But now all the people there, they're running around with the shadow. And they think they got the real thing, ain't that right? See? It's all just respecting him. See? And listen, get these words straight. The law contains an ordinance. And when you're talking about it like that, see, you the law contained in ordinances. But why are you saying that? See? Why, goodness gracious me, the law was like that what brought everything into existence. That was long before ever Moses was ever bad.
Right.
That's the law of the Spirit
right.
Of God. See? Now we can't compare it with the law of the sending the order.
Right.
You see?
Oh, I'm glad you're not going to be hard to touch you. I just don't see. Now, from here on over, now, that's small of here. But what I think you over there is a huge of here, or an enlarged fragment. That's all it is. So the Jupiter is a thing. Well, now, what I want to do, and the reason why, and Dr. Thing is the reason there, is because, Mr. Toy, how stupid people are. One get over here in the church, and he'll read something. Now, to that group of people that ain't able to see no further than that, that's right. It wasn't a guy by two. Get over here on this side, there's a group of people. Read the same thing again, put a different interpretation on it, and he sees it that way. Now, how in the world is Yahweh going to reconcile the world? How's he going to do the world? How's he going to make everybody see eye to eye, face to face, and say they will not? Now, there's something else wrong somewhere. You see, we don't never do a whole lot of work. Now, you follow me now. I got some deep things down here. I'm not going to be flat head, see. I got some deep things. That's the reason I have this voice ring. You see? Now, to go back now to ground zero. Now, Paul is telling them, now don't you get upset at the things I say to you that you don't understand. See, but to him, it was the Holy Spirit speaking to him. He said, and uttering things to him. You see, and a carnal mind is insufficient to comprehend the things of the Spirit. You see, Brother Man? The words of our mind are not penetrating. That's why it has to be a first. And when you really understand, there's anybody that can tell you about it. And you will see, and you will see face to face. Now, that's not so. Then there is no Yahweh, and there will be no good.
All right.
But now you've got another house captain in here that you're totally unaware and unconscious of. And you do well to set tight and live.
That's right.
See? And we're showing what we're trying to get at. See? Now that. One that got up on the floor at him, he told us this was a screw. Now, we've been saying that for this is the 40th year. And people still think that we're trying to build a church. And they think that they're not important in my church or our church. You understand? They think you can come to your church or go to church. You see? You understand? All of that carnality up there, you see, they think, you see, the Lord God Jesus Christ, that's all they've been taught all their life. See, they don't know nothing but that. Then when somebody comes along and tells them that that's not it, and this is it, see, you won't buy it. See what I mean? Now, read on down.
And that day of Christ is at hand.
See? Now let me show you. Look up here. It's been at hand. It's always been at hand.
In other words, let me tell you what I'm talking about. Yahweh is eternal. And this is the thing that just don't have no beginning and don't have no end and is always there. Hey.
Man
deceive
you
by any means. Now that's plain talk, is that right? Don't let no man deceive you by any means. Don't make no difference what kind of a stunt. Don't let him fool you. You have been to a show and the magician who entertained, you see, for money. Right? Say, Roger, let me 50 cents. Roger, say, I'm sorry, I haven't got 50 cents. See? And maybe he done pulled off his coat, too, and rolled up his sleeves. He says, Roger, say, well, I haven't got 50 cents. And he walked right up. He said, I thought you said you didn't have 50 cents. See? You didn't understand. That's a trick. See?
You pull a handkerchief over, you understand? Take it out, nothing in it. See? Roll it up around it, hand that, and then take it out, the birds and things. You didn't understand.
But now, listen is what I'm saying. Now, if you want to pay the price,
that's right.
Go to the magician's guild.
That's right.
And get the pot. And pay the price, join the magician's guild and learn how dumb you can do it.
Right.
No, I'm just that. Say this. The devil up here in the book is talking about all these stuff.
Right.
Got these people all divided up.
That's what
it
is,
it's
the devil.
Right.
See, they got them all divided up. One seeing one way, another seeing another.
But you see, he don't even recognize that it is the devil. You see? He's like, are you following? Now read on, for I've got something there.
For that day shall not come.
Now that day shall not, it just won't come.
Except that cometh falling away first.
No, except that cometh falling away first.
And that man of sin,
I'm getting warm.
He revealed.
See?
And that.
Away first.
Enough that they come up falling away first.
And that man of sin.
I'm getting warm.
He revealed.
See?
And that man of sin, the son of perdition, be revealed. Is that what you just read?
Yes.
Now just that day, it just won't come.
It can't come.
What happened?
That man of sin.
Now, wait a minute, didn't say them men of sin.
No, that man of sin.
That man of sin. Be revealed.
The son of perdition.
The son of perdition. Now, here's what you got. I'll express it both ways. You got a son of God, and then you got a son of perdition.
Right.
You see? You got an incorporeal son, and you got a physical son. You see what I'm talking about? You're following me? Now here comes Yahweh Elohim in a body. The son.
Now he can't do nothing. He can't do the play.
Good. opportunity itself to see now we got to go right down again.
Now you know the reason why I chose him.
See? That's because he's my grandson. My name's Kenyon, so is his.
Right.
See? Do you understand? See, he's my grandson.
Right.
You see, that's the reason why I didn't choose nobody else. You see? You know, that might just been more than about it. But you see, we got to come right along together.
Right.
That man, that's not a prediction. You see? We got to go together. Got to choose 12.
All right.
Y'all have 12.
Got
to have
12.
All right. Look, we're going down again.
Right.
You follow?
Yes.
See, now, your problem is identifying which is which.
Right.
See? Now, that day will not come until he's identified. You see? Now, when Yahshua the Messiah was there, he chose 12 men, is that right? And he had to choose.
All right.
See? But now he went through that whole 3.5 years. See? Until he got down at that pass over there.
Right.
Okay. See? Mm-hmm. You see the story? Hey. Says, one of you shall betray me.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And they looked at one another. And they said, you were reading out of the King James Version of the Bible. It says, Lord, is it I? Is it me? You see what I'm talking about? Now, they ought to be something just exactly right.
That's right.
You see?
That's
the case.
Mm-hmm.
John has to be sitting here. Messiah can't hear. You see? Your father?
Mm-hmm.
And who's on the... Where's he? You see, he went out to the end. You see? Well, why do they see it like this? The scripture says that his own familiar friend, you see, in whom I have trusted, has lifted up his tears again. You understand? They stopped in the ditch. And when that alabaster box was broken, you understand, and that precious ointment was anointed his body, that woman wiped her body with her feet with her hair.
Yeah.
Judas said, look, that ought to have been sold and the money put in the treasury for the poor. You see that? You see? Not really caring anything about the poor.
All right.
Now, through that, here he is up there that night, sold it now to 30 pieces of silver.
Right.
What was he going to do with that? Was he going to give it to the poor? You see what I mean? You've got to be able to discern these things. All right, now read on. Who opposes? Now that's man of sin. See, now what else? Well, that's what I'm showing you. Messiah, into that age, parted him out.
And there ain't no distinction between the 12 of them. And he got down to the end that night before he took and pointed him out. Is that right? Now here you are down to the core of the fifth of you. Right. And so that man of sin must be revealed. And the only thing that I can reveal that will last. And I want you to know, can nobody point him out but Yahshua the Messiah.
All right.
You see? Nobody but Yahweh. You see? Can do that. You see? Now he did it through his physical son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When his physical son was walking around here. See? Now I've got two or ten. Yeah, I am. All right. Now I'm trying to bring it down so I can see what I'm talking about. And understand what this man is talking about.
Paul. From what I said was deep. That day.
Now all you folks that couldn't then jump down from the sky. See?
Yeah.
If that's the way you think it's going to happen, see, that can't happen.
Right.
Until we get this man a stand. If that was the way it was.
Okay.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So now you just might as well get busy with me and let's hunt him off. See? And while we're hunting around, you ask yourself, Lord, if you're when I was over there with you.
from the beginning.
You follow me? Mm-hmm. All right. Read on that.
Now look, he's standing in line time.
I will ascend into heaven. Man has got so much speed to give him. And for goodness sake, would you be so kind as to let me be the bell cow in this day? And if I can't be the bell cow, I am not going to gallop in the tank.